very important that we be clear at this time, the end of this year, and so much has gone on this year. I just want to use a theme now, and it might be our theme for all of here, walking in liberation of the cross. Two scriptures I want you to feast on real strongly is Galatians chapter 2, verse 20 to 21, and then 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and chapter 2. I think things are going to be so that we're going to have to walk firmly in the Spirit and spend proper time with God in order to know what to do at any given situation. I'm going to give some points on that in a few moments, but I'm going to give seven pressing things that I think that we should put at forefront now in the time that we're living in, because I think we're in the end time. A thousand years as a day with the Lord, so no man knows what time is coming, but all the signs pointed out, I just saw that China is flooding. You got earthquakes, you got all kinds of things going on, in which the master pointed out to us. So I want LTMA to be on a firm base of knowing that nothing can stop you as you operate in the plans of God. Number one, of utmost importance, praying in the Spirit. And we got 1 Corinthians 14:2 about the mystery, Romans 8:26-28, about all things waiting together for good when we get in the mind of the Spirit and the will of God and the purpose of God. And then we have Jude 1:20, which in the book of Jude, it tells us about these last days. And it does not tell us to defend the faith. It tells us to contend for the faith. And you have to be strong in the Spirit, operating in the Spirit of faith, in order as a leader to train your people the same thing, to not survive pride in these times. This is our hour. Secondly, not only praying in the Spirit, but putting and keeping your trust in the cross, the finished work of Christ. Look at John 19:30, where the Lord said, it is finished. And then the Ephesians 1:3, always been a favorite verse of mine, that is already done. But 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and 2, it revealed the cross, it revealed the wisdom of the cross, it revealed how one person will see the cross and how another person will see it. Person with a revelation see it as foolishness. A portion with revelation sees as the wisdom of God. And it is the wisdom of God. We get over in the second chapter, 1 Corinthians 2. Apostle Paul said, I'm crucified. Apostle Paul said, I'm determined not to know anything but Christ and him crucified. Then it talks about a hidden wisdom. It talks about a certain type of preaching that demonstrates the power of the Spirit. It talks about the natural man cannot walk in the things of God. And so we have to keep our people informed to the fact that they got to trust the Holy Spirit. Number three, preaching and teaching in enablement of the Holy Spirit. In other words, spending time in prayer, not just trying to formulate a message, but to hear what the Lord is saying, no matter how awkward it sounds or how awkward it seems, preach what the Holy Ghost gives you. And then another thing, number four, because you're a leader and your people are depending on you, placing yourself in an uncompromising position at all times. Don't compromise under any circumstance. Always keep yourself under conviction. And I guess Romans 9:1 is a scripture here that must be understood. Apostle Paul said, I lie not, I tell the truth, my conscience bear witness with the Holy Ghost. Now, that's another lesson within himself, but I need to touch a few bases on it, because for many years I went as a leader and didn't know these things, and many still do not know it. When Paul said in 2 Corinthians 5:17, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature, all things pass away, and behold, all things become new. It is very important for us to understand the fact that we're saved in our spirit, But every day we have to soak our soul in the revelation of Jesus Christ. If not, we may think we're operating in the spirit, we're not operating in the spirit because our soul is blocking the revelation. And so Romans 12, 1 through 3 is not elementary teaching. 1 Thessalonians 5, 23 is not elementary teaching. Hebrews 4, 12 is not elementary teaching. You have these scriptures, you can go over them. I have so much to say today, I'm not going to try to read all the scriptures, but I'm touching scriptures that deal with the total man, the spirit, the soul, and the body. As leaders, we're going to go there, and we're going to bring our people there, or they're going to, in a time like these, they're going to be defeated by things they hear, things they feel, emotion, etc. We cannot let that happen. We've got to stay with Romans 8:14. We got at LTMA, we've got to continually to be led by the spirit leaders as ministers of the gospel, and we have to keep continue to walk by faith. Now, let me go back over them. Praying in the spirit, putting and keeping your trust in the cross, preaching and teaching in the enablement of the Holy Spirit, placing yourself in an uncommon, uncompromising position at all times. Number five is feeding your people unstoppable truth. You remember Jesus said in John 8:32, you shall know truth and truth to make you free. We have to feed. We have to spend enough time with God and praying in the spirit. I'm going to talk about that in a few minutes. Praying in the spirit so we can feed our people unstoppable truth, not just a good sermon, not just a good emotion, not just a good song, but solid revelation from the Holy Ghost. Number six, properly training your leaders around you to follow your direction. On yesterday, I texted my family, I texted my staff, and I said unto them that when I tell them to do something, I want them to do it immediately. And I want no excuses, no delays. Go forward with it. You have to train your leaders around you to respect you, and because it was affecting 30% of my anointing. So if you don't have your leaders trained around you, I'll just use that as a base. It'll affect 30% of your anointing. That's what the Spirit told me. And so I got everybody around me, my children, my wife, everybody around me to understand. They have to see me in my office, and as I walk in that office, they need to listen and pay close attention and see to it that they get done what I say get done. So do that in your churches and your leaders. Properly train your leaders around you to follow your direction. All right? Then number seven, pressing in the right direction by the leadership of the Holy Spirit. There's a lot of detours out there now to try to take you in different places, but you don't let those details take you in different places. Here's what probably the theme will be in 2021 is walking in the liberation of the cross. You have to understand that revelation, walking in the liberation of the cross, because anything come up, the cross already handled it. Apostle Paul said, I'm crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ lives in me, and the life that I now live in the flesh, I live by the Son of God who gave his life for me. Notice that faith. Notice it's already done. If you notice the next verse, make sure during these perilous time, a dangerous time, that we do not frustrate the grace of God. Trust God. Have faith. Have hope. You may not see things. 1 Corinthians 2:9 tells us that there's some things eyes have not seen, nor ear heard, neither been in the heart of man, the things that God has prepared for them that love him. But the 10th verse said, but the Spirit reveals. So we have to walk in the Spirit in these times, because we can't go by physical words or physical sight. There are so many things that are going to come out. And as you study, I'm jumping from one thing to another, but you have it on the tape. As I'm studying the book of Jude, you're going to see all kinds. It's just one chapter. But you'll see all kind of conniving and stuff going on, and it's going on. The two things that I'm going to deal with in the future is the pandemic and the presidential election. They all have to be touched, because we as moral leaders must always go with the moral. We must not go with lift babies. We must not go from same-sex marriage. We must not go for plagiarism that's going on. We have to deal with morals. Stay with your morals. I mean, because as I see now as a spiritual leader, politically and governmentally in the natural, you cannot depend on that. The people are confused. They are fighting among themselves. It's politics. It's money. It's power. I have, you know, I said I'm not black, I'm not colored, I'm not a nigger, I'm not a Negro, I'm not a slave. And I don't want to hear nothing about no black history. Because there's a time bomb that is put in some people that once they hear anything, that bomb go off. Or there's a mine land. What do you call that thing? A landmine in the mind of a lot of people. When they hear one thing, they just blow up. You cannot let that happen as a leader. All lives matter. And you have to have the understanding that all lives matter. Then when you hear something going on, don't just jump on it because it's saying a certain ethnic word. Search the background, see who behind it, and see what they are trying to accomplish. That is so important. I'm from the Deep South, and I've had scales over my eyes for a long time, but the Holy Spirit took them off, and I know that the only person we can trust in is the Lord Jesus Christ. We pray for the rest, but Jesus never failed, and that's what I want to talk about now. Walking in the, no, let me talk on a few other things. The civil rights, welfare, a lot of guys who call themselves black leaders. You need to check in that a little clearer and a little closer because there's a lot of time you kept being in a certain position. Your liberation and your freedom, okay, what state you're in, what country you're from, is in Jesus Christ. And so you have to follow the direction of the Holy Spirit. That's what I want for the LTMA. I don't want y'all to be bogged down with no parties or no person. Make sure the person of Jesus Christ is first in your life. That's the liberation that your pastor walking in. And it has set me totally free. I don't jump when they say, black man shot a black man, a police shot a black man. I don't jump because you got to find out who was right and who was wrong. I know there's some wrong going on in the world, but we cannot get tied up in racism. More we get, we must understand we live by revelation. I know some of y'all feeling might be being hurt now, but I want to hurt your feeling because I want you walking by faith. I want you staying off of your eyes. I don't want nobody lying to you, talking about they're doing so much for you. Let Jesus direct you. Let the Holy Spirit lead you. You don't want to be following men who just building men up, living high class life and holding you down, holding the church down, holding your members down. So let's make sure we deal with this thing properly. Lead our people with their eyes wide open that they'll know where they're going and what to do and how to do it by the Spirit of God and by the Lord of Jesus Christ. Matter of fact, let me say this right now. We got to take the leadership over our country. Matter of fact, we got to take the leadership over the whole world right now. It's a church time. We just got to take it back. We give it over to man, but we got to take it back now. So we got to walk as the Spirit lead, like men like Daniel, Joseph, Joshua, Moses, getting revelation from the Lord. And no matter what the hierarchy say, we say what thus say the Lord. And that liberation and that revelation, those manifestations and those demonstrations in our lives will help people who ever listen to us. Some will listen to you, some will not. They're sending 12 spies, 2 listen, 10 didn't. That's their fault. You got to keep walking with the remnant that will follow the truth, and you'll see great production. You'll be well taken care of, and you'll walk in peace, as the Lord would say. All right, let's begin walking in the liberation of the cross. The cross of Jesus removed the hindrances of pleasing ourselves and pleasing the world. Pleasing ourselves and pleasing the world. We cannot do that. LTMA, we cannot afford that to happen now, because the people of the world, actually the whole world depending on us now. And that's the way God designed for it to be. God designed for the president, the vice president, the governor, the senators, and the representatives. They're supposed to be coming to us. We are not supposed to be going to them. That is unscriptural, unbiblical. The king had to hear the prophet. And the prophet is somewhere along the line that was switched over. But I'm telling you, as part of the LTMA, we're going to walk so much in the spirit that leadership going to have to come to us to get divine direction from God. That's a powerful position that the Lord is putting us in. Three things I want to remind you. On the cross of Jesus removed the hindrances of pleasing ourselves and pleasing the world. In Romans 12, 1 through 3, very familiar scripture. I've been using them a lot. But the ABC of that is the mercy of God. That's where you had to put your ministry under. The mercy of God. Number two, the mind of the Spirit. Number two. And number three, rightly using the measure of faith. Now, all this in Romans 12, 1 through 3, but I think it's pivotal at this time as the leadership authority switch over back to ministers of the gospel, praying and calling the shot, giving instruction to those who God has put over the secular dominion. We're over the spiritual dominion. Number two, always remember yourself and train your people that we are in the world, but not of this world. And I didn't look up the scripture, but you know, it's in scripture, we're in the world, not of the world. And then Galatians 2:20 says, we're crucified. And so I believe as I was praying and meditating about this end of the year impartation, going into a new year, you're going to have more stuff and more stuff going on. I'll talk about the news media in a few minutes. I'm talking about the bad news, the sad news, fake news, all kind of news. I'll talk about in a few moments that these people are just playing on people who do not have the spirit to lead them. Number three, there's two sets of drummers that must be addressed properly. The pandemic and the presidential election. In the pandemic, where that scripture says, he that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide in the shadow of the Almighty. That's Psalm 90 and 91, you know it. And you go down and read that whole psalm, and it tells you how much we're covered. I think I used it in this year, abiding in peace, and another aspect of it. But anyway, we must abide in peace under the shadow of God. Let God keep us as ministers. And our lives should speak to the people who follow us good success. The Norwegian, all of us shouldn't have good success. It doesn't matter what go on in the world, as long as we reside in the word, we're going to have good success. You know, we got Joshua 1:8, we got Ephesians 3:20 on those bases. Now unto him that's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask and think, according to the power of working in us. Now, if you study that right in Ephesians 3, you're going to find out it's talking about soul issues, talking about having the love of God, being full of the love of God in your soul, which come out of your spirit. Very important point there to understand. But the pandemic, we are covered. The presidential election, I take Philippians 4, 6 through 9. It's very important. Those voices not be asking for nothing and everything but prayer, supplication, as your request be made known to God. And the peace of God passes all understanding should keep your heart and mind through Christ Jesus. And then they tell you what to think. And they tell you you should have a leader you can follow. Your members should have a leader they can follow. You should be setting an example just with those verses I just quoted, Philippians 4, 6, 9. You should have it so clear that you'd be able to, the members say, as he do or as she do, that's what I'm going to do. It should be so clear. And then number four, let the power of the cross deal with it. Moods, problems, apparent adversity.
the world cannot control us. You, as long as you stick with 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and 2 and go over and over those chapters and see how the Apostle Paul was functioning in the power of the cross, and his preaching was functioning in the power of the cross, not in his own strength, but in the power of the cross, and the demonstration that took place, and the hidden wisdom, the mysteries of wisdom, all those things are in those two chapters. Very important. When we sit and listen at the world, here's another problem. We'll give you four things on that. When we sit and listen to the world, remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing comes by the word of God in Romans 10:17. A situation in the world system is bad, the world system. There are crises, disorder, crime, immorally living. I mean, you know, this homosexual thing and this transgender thing is gone off the hook. It's everywhere. But we must take our stand to know that if a person is caught in that situation in your ministry, that you can minister that poison. The main thing you minister that poison is the difference between their spirit, their soul, and their body, and keep that before them and keep them to understand that, well, whatever way God made them, that's the way they're supposed to remain. Because you got a society out there, and then there's a lot of shepherds, physical leaders, natural government. There's a lot of acceptance of this mess, but that anything that violates God's word, and Roman Horner cleared that up, anything that violates God's word, murder, is violating God's word. Thou shalt not kill. You know, so we have to be on top of this, and we have to go over this over and over again. So when we sit and listen at the world, we sit and listen with 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and 2 sitting in our lap. That's the way we're going to go in 21. We're going to go with 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and 2, always sitting in our lap, always going there for direction, like a directory of how we should handle it. And each time, we God forbid that we should glory in anything except the cross anyway, say in Galatians. So we got to keep that cross before us. And, you know, in the cross is the burial, the resurrection, the ascension, the seated position, et cetera, the coming of the Holy Spirit, the second coming of Christ. All that's included. And so we have to have that dunamis, that resurrection power, flowing through our soul at all times, flowing through our body at all times, flowing through our ministry at all times. Got to keep that in our mouth. So the situation in the world system is bad. We know that. But that's not no secret, and it shouldn't slip up on us. The Bible constantly tells us. And Christ is everywhere, crying. But again, we need to see and reassure our people that this world does not dominate us, that it does not dominate our thinking. We have to keep that before them, not by fussing, not by raising saying, by revelation. You can speak forcefully saying nothing, but when the Spirit of God is behind you, you're going to have power, you're going to have anointing, you're going to have direction, you're going to have backup, you're going to have foundation, you're going to have walls, you're going to have a roof over your head. And that's what the Lord is saying to me, to say to you this morning. We need to have that same foundation, the same wall, and the same roof over our head as we follow the admonition in Matthew chapter 7, where he that hear the word and does a doer of the word build his house upon a rock. Yeah, the rain coming now. The wind blowing and the flood is flowing. But the Bible promises us that when the enemy come in like a flood, the Lord will lift up a standard. So this is the standard of the cross, the standard of Jesus Christ, the standard of the blood. Right now, I'm dealing about dominion in the word. Ladies and gentlemen, we got to go on the inside of the word. The outside sound good, but the inside puts you back into dominion. And that's what you want your people to be in. Not dominated. You want them to know that you're going to keep them in revelation and anointing that they can be in dominion in a time like this. This is what we call for. We're not called for good times. We call for times that physically and mentally and sensically look like they're not working. I want to encourage you as you listen. I think you've done a good job. I haven't had no crybabies during this 9-month crisis and all this stuff going on. You all have done a good job. I believe you all listened. I believe you all praying. I believe you all going for the goal. But as your apostle, I just want to tell you right now, we are signed. We are assigned to hold things together. Now, those who let us hold together, you might have members that won't go one way and not listen to you, but that there's nothing you can do about that. Just pray for them. But this is our hour. In other words, it's instead of being instead of being destroyed at this time, we should execute it. Instead of being executed at this time, we should be excited. Excited that the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ is never failed, and is still good news, and is still the power of God. In other words, when thoughts come across your mind and things start, if any of your family members mention anything and seem like they're getting out of it, or your staff, or your membership, just keep them looking to the cross, looking to Jesus. We got the answer, no doubt about it. All right, now so the time does not dominate us because we are in dominion. It's in dominion like God, the dominion in the first chapter of Genesis. In the beginning, the Spirit moved. God said, God saw, God said it was good. Go right on down in that beginning, and God told us to multiply, subdue, replenish, and dominate. We're going to do it through the death, burial, and resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ, and he's seated at the right hand of God. I'm almost through. The cross released us from the slavery of self, Satan, and the world system. Those three you got to watch. See, now the first one we wouldn't think, but it's self. You got to watch self. You got to watch, I want to add another one in. You got to watch your soul. Watch what you're thinking. Watch your emotion. Watch your imagination. Watch your conscience. Watch your will. All of that are in the soul arena, and you have to make sure that soul stay in submission to your spirit. The way to quench the spirit, you quench the spirit and you grieve the spirit in your soul. So that's why the body reminds us to keep our mind renewed, because a person, we sometimes think of just walking in the spirit, and our soul is off track. Now, for many, many years, in almost 4 decades of preaching, I've been around ministers who didn't know this. I've been around ministers who didn't know the difference between the heart and the spirit. The heart, the soul, and the inner man are entities that are not saved. They are entities that we are put over in a progressive sanctification. That's important. Now, mention that word. Now, sanctification is so important in these times. Holiness is so important in these times. If there's anything you think that is not proper in your life, you're not getting away with it. The psalmist said in Psalm 139:23, "Search me, O God, know my heart, try me, and know my thoughts. See if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting." Now, I believe in cleanliness, I believe in holiness, and I believe in sanctification. That's the way I lead. The people around me, that's the way I lead them. If they got a problem, I work with them with their problem. But by the same token, they better listen, because not listening, they're dismissed. All right. So the cross released us from the slavery of self, Satan, our soul, and the world system. Now, mysteries, revelation, secret of the spirit being open is very important during these times. Mysteries, revelation, secrets of the spirit being open is very important during this time. I'm going to get some scriptures that I think I might have said them already, 1 Corinthians 14:2, Ephesians 3:16, they talk about the soul, and then Jude 1:20. Now, just for these last, I've been almost a half hour, I've been talking with you, and I'm talking, I think, in the aspect of apostolic government, think a little different than the normal pattern of spiritual things, that we rule, reign, regulate from the aspect of what Jesus already has done. You don't have to have a fancy message. You have to have a message that is sent by God. In some of my studying, I want to close with the power of praying in tongues. I just want to hit a few things that I've studied over the years. Tongue is the entrance into the supernatural. Very important, that 1 Corinthians 14:2. I spent a lot of time praying the Spirit. I spent a lot of time praying the Spirit to give you this end of the year impartation. And I've said enough in this impartation to carry you throughout 21. All you got to do is go back to it. It's God showing us what needs to be done. Praying in tongues is beneficial because it is the gateway into the spirit realm. Now, let's look at a scenario. And this will come back up to you. You might be dealing with something in your ministry or dealing with something in your personal life. Why was John able cast out on the isle called Patmos out there? Why was he able to function so greatly in Revelation? Well, Revelation 1:10 revealed it. John said, I was in the spirit on the Lord's day. So praying in tongues usher us into the realm of the supernatural. Now remember, this is something else I learned over the years. Remember, praying in tongues is not for God, it's for you. And praying in tongues is not so much to get God to do something, it's to get us to do what God tells us to do. It's so important that we can hear Claire, and we can understand Claire. Tongues are the key that unlocks the spirit world. As long as Satan can keep you from praying in the spirit, he can keep you from the miraculous. When you pray in tongues, you're automatically in the spirit. In other words, when you start praying in tongues, you're entering God's miracle zone. Just a few more minutes. Praying in tongues is some things I studied. It's a direct line to God in 1 Corinthians 14:2. Tongues, or praying in the spirit, is your hotline to God. Paul revealed to us a direct line to the Almighty. People of all religions know that when you get an audience with God, miracles flow. Through tongues, you and I can have direct access to God. Wow. 1 Corinthians 14:2. This means Satan does not understand when you pray in the spirit. He knows what you're doing, but he cannot understand what you're saying. He is helpless to sabotage your prayer. Now, it's funny how people say tongue is of the devil, and yet Paul said tongue is talking to God. Through tongue, praying in the spirit, you have direct access to God. Now, why do you emphasize this, Apostle? Well, all of the profound leaders I've studied behind in these 30 odd years have been my spiritual father. Kenneth Hagin was a man of praying in the spirit. I watch in meetings sometimes, people couldn't keep up with his move in the spirit, and I know why. They were spectators. They hadn't spent enough time in the spirit to understand what level he was on. I see that in my meetings sometimes. I see people look just as foggy as it could be because they hadn't spent enough time praying in the spirit to be open to that level of manifestation. Tongue is the believer's direct access to the throne room. Now I want to close with this. I'm so excited this morning, or what is this afternoon here in Louisiana? Praying in tongue is speaking divine mysteries, divine coded secrets. Divine coded secrets. 1 Corinthians 14:2. Now here's the meaning of these divine secrets here. Number one, hidden truth, hidden things. You know, the divine secret, number two, coded language, number three, secret will or plan. That's so important. Secret will or plans will reveal to you by God. Always keep a pen with you when you're praying in the spirit. Secret counsel that governs God in his dealing with the righteous, hidden from the ungodly and wicked men, but praying to the godly. Knowledge withheld from the ungodly, but truth revealed to the righteous, to the righteous. It's so powerful. It's so powerful that we just need to go over it and over again these things that I'm saying to you. Now, I'll close here. I speak over your lives, over your families, over your cities, over your ministries, over your personal finances, over your personal health. I speak over it now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, that you live a long, satisfied life, that your hearts be full with joy, not only in this season, but in the entire new year to come, that you and your family have the best and the most merriest Christmas that ever was enjoyed in your home. Your children, your grandchildren be blessed. The new year, we're going to step in this new year. That's why I want to give this message. We're going to step in this new year with revelation. We're going to step in there with an anointing like never before. I impart the revelation and the anointing that you need at this hour. I decree that you have no financial hindrance, that the finances, money coming, the money will flow from every direction in your personal life, in your ministry, that there will be no fear, because God has not given us a spirit of fear, but love, power, and a sound mind. I prophesy that your ministry will grow inwardly. If it grows inwardly, everything else is going to work fine. I speak over you. Don't worry about numbers per se. Numbers will handle themselves. Just make sure you handle what level you're on and who God sent you and who around you. I can speak that for myself numerically. I don't worry about shaking the whole world up. I can take thousands of people who are following me and go through 10 hundreds of thousands, because they're walking in revelation. They're walking in knowledge. Just walk in love. Walk by faith. Don't be critical. And keep an attitude of gratitude. Thank God for where you are now. Thank God for the level you're on now. Thank God for what you're able to do now. Thank God if you got some attack in your body or some of your loved one being attacked. Thank God for the wisdom of what to do and what not to do. Now, I want to leave this with you too now. You cannot put your finances in the worldly financial genius. You have to tithe and offering, sowing and reaping is the multitude of blessing that God wants you to have. And you cannot put your body in the hand of doctors and pharmaceutical things, and don't research, pray, get direction for what the right thing to do. I don't want you to do that. I want you to read. You need to read. You need to educate. I got thousands of books in my home right now, thousands of books. I read and I research to know. I didn't stumble upon Psalm 139, verse 14. No, I didn't stumble upon that. I was reading and studying and praying, and then I found out there's healing in your body. I did all that. About to write a book on health now. I did a lot of teaching. I backed off on it a while. I'm teaching on the going on the inside of the word for dominion. I'll be on that for a while. But you're going to have a blessed year. We're here for you, my leaders. I'm proud of my leaders I have. I have strong leadership around me. I thank God for those men holding the spot. Somebody asked me why you got all men. Jesus had 12 men. That's why I got all men. So we have to understand that. One lady asked me that. Not the rest of the ladies, y'all fine. But I had one lady ask me that, and I had to explain to her why I'm trying to follow the format of what Jesus told me to do. That's the only reason I have most respect for our women. That they have the right to prophesy, minister, cast out devils, be anointed just like anybody else. And we'll never have that discretion or dissension in the LTMA. We're going to have a great year. Pastors, y'all be pastors. Love your people. Tell them the truth and walk before them that you can see it in your life. Watch what you say. Watch what you think. Watch who come around you. Watch what you're listening to. It's very, very important. I try to keep my life consecrated for the Lord and for you all and for the people that I pastor, for my family first, and then for the rest of the people that I pastor in my ministry, and et cetera. But all is well, and we are abiding in peace. God bless you. Have a great year. Again, Merry Christmas.
I just want to give you dates, at least one date for January. It'll be our LTBA Impartation Conference. It'll be the 26th through the 29th. As of right now, we're planning on having that conference in person. Louisiana, our state, is back in phase two, which means we have limited capacity. They're expecting us after the Christmas holidays to be out of phase two. So we will please keep in contact with our different means of communication, because at any moment that may change. But as of right now, we are planning to have the LTMA Impartation Conference in person in Darrell, Louisiana. Of course, it will be online also, but we're definitely planning on meeting in person. It's January 26th through the 29th of 2021. January 26th through the 29th. If anything changes, I'll be sure to let everyone know. Again, thank you for being on the impartation call. Be sure to contact MVP for your various circle calls that you have scheduled. Thank you all so much. You all have a wonderful day and have a great Merry Christmas and an awesome